Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, my guest today is Juan Bauza. Juan is the owner and the operator of the True Value Ferreteria.
Del Hogar.
Del Hogar, True Value, here in Guaynabo, a good friend for many years. And I thought of Juan the other day. I ran into him because this is the store that I go to about every 2 weeks. And the things I love about this store is this, the parking's right next door, it's near home. Always find the products I want. Your people are just great people to deal with, very friendly, very outgoing. And more importantly, or just as important, because all of these things are important, is the knowledge that they all have. Only three or four of them. How many do you have?
Employees?
Yeah.
No, we got 12.
12. But the people you come in and you need advice on whatever, whether it's a tape or a rope or a brush, whatever it is. I remember I had the story, Juan. I came in with a helmet, my bike helmet, mm-hmm. and the inside, you know, has a little padding, and they don't sell the padding, and basically they tell you that in order to resolve the issue, you got to get a new helmet. They don't sell the padding. They figure that when the padding kind of wears out in the inside of your bike helmet, mm-hmm. It means you should basically change your helmet. Which, you know, I refuse to do because I'm not that big a biker. And so I came in, I said, you know, what could we do with it? And we worked there. It worked out very creative. And finally, it was a what you use for sealing windows.
Caulking.
It's a little foam that you use for sealing windows. I said, mm-hmm. this should work, and there's the various colors, and it worked fantastically. You know, right. So that's the kind of creative mm-hmm. thing. So Juan, first of all, I mean, congratulations for what you've achieved. But Juan, let's begin from the beginning. In this case, Los Muchachos is where you, mm-hmm. I met you when you were Los Muchachos, and it was the largest hardware store with sucursales, branches throughout Puerto Rico. When did Los Muchachos start? How did it start, and how did you get into Los Muchachos?
Los Muchachos started in 1883. It's a family-owned business. My father came here from Mallorca, the island of Mallorca in Spain, to work here in the year 1927, the year that Lindbergh crossed the Atlantic. My roots come to Los Muchachos since when I finished school in the state of Maine, University of the State of Maine. My father called me up to work, and I started selling the different brands that we carry, like Sherwin-Williams paint, American Oil and Tile, Kohler bath fixtures, and we had different representatives around the island. That's when I started to like the business and to like hardware business.
At one time, you're tempted to stay in the military.
In the military, you know, I had the small experience with the United States Navy, but basically, and my father says, let's stop playing soldaditos and get back here.
I need you, Los Muchachos.
And
Los Muchachos, what in terms of what happened, the development of Los Muchachos?
Okay. Los Muchachos was the oldest and the biggest hardware company in Puerto Rico for many years. In 1970, I joined Los Muchachos full time, and in the 1980s, when I married my wife Adriana, her father was vice president and general manager of Gonzalez Padin store, Don Salvador Gonzalez Angel, and he was the architect of the expansion of Gonzalez Padin, and Gonzalez Padin was growing, and at one point they looked into other businesses to acquire and make it a bigger corporation. So they look into Los Muchachos, and finally they bought it in 1983, I believe it was, 1982. And they had one of the promoters was Angel El Gallego Gonzalez,
right.
who was all the time interested because he was an engineer. So they sold it, and in 1986, I left the business of Los Muchachos.
So you were there about 3 or 4 years, yeah, as vice president in charge,
right,
of the hardware.
I was in charge of the buyers and in the general administration of the retail area, because they had a contract area which was Sucesores de Amayor. But I was in charge of the retail area. That was my beginning and the place I learned of what I know now and what I have done.
After 4 years of consolidation and merger, you weren't happy because you left.
Yeah, I was. You know, I wanted to look to other future things, and I wanted to establish my own business. I talked to my wife Adriana, who, by the way, she's now the president of the company, and she agreed with me. Both of us. The important thing here is that both of us come from retail families. I from Los Muchachos, my wife from Gonzalez Padin. She always heard about how to do business, and her summers, she went to St. Joseph College in West Hartford, Connecticut. She worked at Gonzalez Padin, so she knew a lot of administrative functions, which is basic in a business like this. I always emphasize that if you have a business, you got to do budgets. Budgets is the way you have to go if you want to flourish, if you want to control your business, or you want to know what's going on. Right now, True Value Ferreterias del Hogar True Value is going to be 30 years old. And that, you know, at the beginning it was hard, but because we budget everything, we survive. And this, nowadays, this is the most important thing.
Your choice of True Value, I mean, what did True Value consist of? Who were the owners, and why did you choose True Value?
Great question. I used to go every fall to Chicago, because the biggest hardware show in the world was celebrated in Chicago. And I saw True Value once. I was coming from the airport here, coming down to the city. I saw this thing called True Value, and I remember when I was in college, small stores that said True Value, and they were hardware store. I used to go in and look and stuff. So in one of those shows, I stopped in.
This was in the 80s, you think, or before?
This was 80s. Early 80s, late 70s. And I went in and I talked to a person there, and she explained me how True Value worked. And all of a sudden I saw this guy come out, an old guy, 6 feet tall, bald-headed guy, big guy. And he says, "Oh, this is Mr. John Carter. He's the owner of True Value." Wow. "This is Mr. Bausa from Puerto Rico." "Oh, Puerto Rico. I like Puerto Rico. I've been there once." And so we sat down and we talked for about 25 minutes. And he says, "Oh, we'll keep in touch. I'll keep in touch." And from there on, I started looking into the True Value operation. And finally, I decided to become a member. And the rest is history.
So you were the first. At that time, it was kind of a franchise.
Yeah,
it was a franchise, and you were granted the franchise for Puerto Rico
for the territory of Puerto Rico.
Territory of Puerto Rico,
right.
and then you opened.
I opened one store in Old San Juan next to our Los Muchachos building.
Right.
So I knew Los Muchachos was not doing well. They were Padin sold them to General Gas's company. And so I opened very close to them, and the people recognized me. So they start coming into my store. Although I saw them, the store was not fit, you know, was too small. So I bought a building in that same street. I used to be Mocedades, part of the of another retail family, old retail family. But the most important thing was that the building was right for us
right.
at that time. And so I moved there. And then from there, I talked to my good friend Manolo Dubon, who had a building here. It was like a a hangar, you know, a huge metal building.
Very metal, yeah.
And I established myself there, the second store. And then Hugo, the Hurricane Hugo came. And all of a sudden came, I didn't have the merchandise, but guess what? Ferreteria del Hogar True Value here next to them had it. And we had lines that went all the way down to the Burger King. So that really made my day and made our name.
One of those situations yeah. where a disaster helps you
it, yeah.
if you're ready with the inventory.
Right. I remember having my daughters, Adriana and Joanna. Adriana was the cashier, and Joanna was helping me set him up the store. But those were great times.
Family.
Real family time.
In terms of then the development of True Value, stateside and in Puerto Rico, yet True Value now has how many?
Okay.
You have two stores.
True Value.
Guaynabo
yeah.
and in Old San Juan.
Right.
And then there are other True Values. How does that work?
There are nine True Values. True Value in the year 2006 reinvented itself from a closed franchise organization to a cooperative. And now the owners of the different stores are the owners of the corporation, which is headquartered in Chicago. The thing is, right now I own only two stores, the one here in Caparra, in Guaynabo, and the other one in Old San Juan. But we got nine members all across Puerto Rico, and they're doing a great job. We're doing a great job, and we're promoting basically the True Value brand products, which are high quality and very well price presented.
And in addition to the retail stores and that True Value represents, True Value also has manufacturing operations.
True Value has manufacturing operations, like for example, the Lone Chief is the biggest lawnmower tractor corporation in the United States. And we service other stores like Sears or Home Depots, and for example, we're a paint manufacturer, and we manufacture the paint, the low-end paint for Home Depot in the United States. Our corporation is huge, $5 billion company, and we also just recently we have about three or four factories in China now. Operated so next to Home Depot and Ace people, you know, because we want to keep on top of the competition, and so we had the resources and to do things like that.
So this restructuring in 2006, Mr. Cutter that you met back in Mr. John Cutter, he was basically bought out by all the members who became
yeah.
then owners of
owners of that corporation.
And he retired with his family retired right. and now you are
he passed away now, but it was a win-win situation in the thing that everybody got together and the founding fathers of this organization, which basically idea was to get together to buy from factories and get the best price so we could sell it to our customers, changing to a huge operation right now worldwide. We're in Saudi Arabia, we're all around Europe, we are in Central and South America, and really it has been a success story.
And what's interesting I find is you have a combination, a hybrid of an operation that's mom and pop. I mean, it's your you and your wife, literal mom and pop, you and your wife with these two stores, very closely held and daily basis, and apparently that is the way that the True Values
that's
work
right.
throughout. That's the way, you know, to be a member, you have to run your own
that's
operation.
Right.
And yet, on the other hand, you also are kind of like a shareholder, a member of a cooperative, that then has all the advantages of central warehousing, of central purchasing, of actually vertical integration into manufacturing, mm-hmm. and you benefit from the overall operation mm-hmm. at this national, international level, at the same time as benefiting from your independent operation here in Puerto Rico. Do I have that more or less?
Which is an incredible hybrid.
It's an interesting, very high tech. Part of the whole logistics besides the
For example, our cashiers are computers, and they have inventory control in their system. Every time that we sell something, that will jump them down there. And the most important thing is that our reports that come out every month, for example, in the different departments, are very, very, because we check them very pinpoint, you know, at the right stuff. So you know what's moving, really. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have to invest right there. And, you know, it's very high tech. It's very important.
Well, fine. I got to take a break, and we'll come right back.
Okay.